Matthew O'Coyne is just 28 years old, but he's been composing since he was 4 and conducting for almost that long. O'Coyne says Giuseppe Verdi was not only a master composer, but also really good at understanding his audience and knowing what they'd like while also growing the art form of opera.
Verdi was very canny. He was very smart. He sort of said this kind of scandalous thing about, you know, the box office receipts being the only true measure of artistic quality. So he wasn't a provocateur to the most extreme. He didn't want to lose his audience. He wasn't saying, screw you, you know. So the course of his career is evolution, not revolution. He knows how far he can push the envelope without losing the audience. And, you know, Rigoletto is a thunderbolt. It's a new and more dynamic form. But he didn't throw his lineage out the window. You know, there's like half a dozen unforgettable arias. There's memorable choral writing. There's the kind of punchy, dark-hued orchestral coloring that he'd already been known for. So I would say that it felt fresh, but it's part of a long trajectory.
O'Coyne says his favorite thing about Verdi is that each of his operas builds on the previous one.
He's one of the only artists in any genre that I can think of who just gets better and better until he's in his 80s. You know, those early operas, I love them, but they are crude. They are, you know, he's painting with a hammer. You know, it's a sledgehammer. And he just gets more and more refined and more sophisticated and more daring. You know, some composers get stodgy as they get older. Verdi just kept pushing.